This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You can dial in here toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can connect and jump into one of those rooms, and then once we see you in there, we will join the room, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE, Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Vincent, looking a little winded.
I need new shoes. I mean, my feet are covered in blisters. Each step I take is agonizing.
Really?
So yeah, sorry about that. That's what took me so long. It's just like I can't walk fast when it, you know, it's like burning.
That's tough. Well, you know, good to have you here anyway. So stuff in the news to talk about. Welcome to the show on day number two of our ban off of the Twitch platform. Folks have been watching on DLive. If you want to check out our video feed, you can do that exclusively. Well, I guess it's not exclusive on DLive yet. We still have the YouTube. But DLive over at DLive.LRN.FM. And I forgot, maybe I should have put it into 720p mode, but oh well. Anyway, there is another update, another story about the FBI and their operation of child pornography servers, which is a pretty disturbing concept. You know, the idea that these are the people who are arresting people for possessing child pornography, but they're also the ones giving it to them. And if you believe the claim that the governments make a lot, and that is that the existence of and the passing of the possession of child pornography somehow continues to re-victimize the people who are photographed, the people who might have been forced against their will, raped perhaps, and you know, the victims in these cases, that it continues to harm the victim. That's the claim that's made. But yet the FBI goes right out there, takes over servers, not just servers, but the more recent story that they took over a WhatsApp chat room, I think it was. I've never used WhatsApp, so I don't know how it works, but a purported chat room in which there were like multiple people trading pornography, child pornography, and the FBI operated those rooms for a period of, I don't know how long, I forget the details of that story, but that's yet another one. But in this case, the update here from Reason.com's Elizabeth Nolan Brown, the Department of Justice has been dismissing child pornography cases in order to not reveal information about the software programs used as the basis for the charges. An array of cases suggests serious problems with the tech tools used by federal authorities, but the private entities who develop these tools won't submit them for independent inspection or hand over hardly any information about how they work, their error rates, other critical information. As a result, potentially innocent people are being smeared as pedophiles and prosecuted as child porn collectors, while potentially guilty people are going free so these companies can protect trade secrets. This isn't all about the companies protecting trade secrets, though. It's about the FBI protecting their secrets. Now, if they had a company design it, then by proxy they're protecting them. But essentially, it's the FBI not wanting to give over information in the discovery process. And that means if you don't hand over the information, you have to drop the case. And that's what one judge told them. And as far as I knew, I thought there was only one case where this had happened. The situation suggests that some of the many problems that can arise around public-private partnerships in catching criminals and the secretive digital surveillance software that it entails, software that's being employed for far more than catching child predators, because, again, these could be employed on, a terrorism site, right? Like some sort of whatever a terrorism site looks like, they could employ it on that. We haven't seen any news stories about anything like that happening, but in theory, this could be used to catch real, dangerous people. the situation, or with the child pornography cases, Tim Cushing at TechDirt writes, quote, the defendants are hardly the most sympathetic. Yet that's all the more reason why the government's antics here are disturbing. Either the feds initially brought bad cases against people whom they just didn't think would fight back, or they're willing to let bad behavior go rather than face some public scrutiny. And I'm pretty sure it's, at the very least, in many cases, the former, because they know that people don't fight back. Anybody who's a prosecutor in the Department of Justice absolutely knows that when they bring charges, especially federal charges, 99% or close to it, maybe 98% or something like that, like the super, super, super majority of those cases are going to take a plea deal. Doesn't matter what the charges are. It can be drug related. It can be porn related. It can be, you know, violence. It can be who knows, whatever it is, they're going to take a plea deal. Just because it's intimidating. And you also, you know, you don't really have much of a chance to win. Like, even if the facts are in your corner, it's hard to win. Because the government, they have virtually unlimited resources. They can hire as many, you know, have as many police, have as many prosecutors, have as many, as much time to prosecute. If you are able to afford an attorney, well, that's good. A lot of people can't. So they end up being stuck with a government defender, public defender. And that's, you know, that is not going to give many people confidence.
Now, they probably want to tell people to take the first plea deal.
Absolutely they are. Because why not? Why would they want to have to work? The public defender doesn't want to actually go to court, most of them. I'm not saying that's true of all of them, okay? There have been a couple who I've met. I don't know any federal ones, but here in the Keene area, I can think of the guy that defended Rich Paul in his case where he had a, there was like a fight in downtown Central Square and they tried to involve Rich. At the time, he's a felon, so he can't legally carry a weapon for self-defense. But he can pick up a weapon or use a thing that he had legally as a weapon in the case of somebody trying to attack him. So he used, a monopod. He had a monopod for a camera that he happened to have with him. And he used that in sort of a defensive manner. They charged him with violation of probation, tried to take him off probation, tried to put him back in a prison cell. And this public defender did an amazing job of defending Rich. But you're right, Vincent. Most of the people who have public defenders, and for that matter, most of the people who have paid defense attorneys, are going to take a plea deal. Because the same thing's true of the paid defense attorney. You already gave him $5,000. What's it matter to the defense attorney whether or not he goes to trial or walks you through and holds your hand through a plea deal? Because that's a lot easier. I mean, it's a lot easier on everybody.
And even if you insist on the first skipping the first plea deal, you might not have enough funds to last until they offer you a second or get a better deal.
Well, that's a possibility. It depends. I mean, I don't have a whole lot of experience with hiring criminal defense attorneys because usually I just take whatever case I have to court myself. In a lot of cases, you just pay a flat fee. So the defense attorney will say it's $5,000 for my representation or whatever arbitrary amount.
I see. I was going off from what I heard about via Roger Stone's legal defense, where it's ongoing. It's
yeah.
been on for years, and he had to move houses because he couldn't afford his mortgage anymore because the bills got so high.
Is that criminal defense or civil?
It was he was being charged with, I think, something like lying to Congress or something along those lines, a process crime during the Mueller probe.
That must be a criminal charge then. Yeah, I'm not saying it's always that way, Vincent. Like, if an attorney looks at a case and they're not sure how long it's going to take to research or defend or whatever, whereas if they look at a case and they're like, oh, yeah, DUI, I do these all the time, $2,000. Around here, at least, in the more the local charges situations, it's a flat, you know, however many thousands of dollars. So usually, you know, you got to pay that up front in a lot of cases. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So the point is, they know you're not going to fight back, no matter what the charges are. So why not just bring the charges? And don't reveal your evidence. If they ask you for evidence, which is one of the first steps that you do when you're going to trial, is you ask for discovery. And then if they ask for discovery, you're like, oh, well, we'll just drop that one. F it. We got 100 other people who took a plea deal. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which honestly sound way better. And I'll give preference to somebody on Discord most of the time, just because it just sounds so good. You can use our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. ForkFest is coming up in, like, I don't know, a month and a half. It's going to be here very soon, just over a month and a half. The ForkFest, you can go to forkfest.party to learn more about this decentralized camping festival, libertarian camping event, that sprung from the Porcupine Freedom Festival and is now sponsoring the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. It follows the it's before, actually. It's the 5 days before the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year over at forkfest.parties, where you can learn more about it. It's decentralized, meaning nobody is in charge of the festival. There's no tickets. Okay, there's no board of directors, no organizers. It's all self-organized by each attendee. Everybody who's attending decides what they want to do. So I heard, Vincent, a rumor that you might be teaming up with my roommate and doing some kind of a food table or booth.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Have you guys talked about, like, what sort of food options you're going to have?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the comfort food. The kind of stuff people want to eat while camping.
So, absolutely. You
know, fried Twinkies. That's,
really?
That's on the, that's an idea. That's
that sounds
an
like
idea.
Dessert, but, like, what about, like, you know...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, we want to keep the menu a secret.
All right, fair enough. Well, I'm looking forward to it because last year was only the second year, and people were having to leave the campground to go and get food. So there was definitely a demand for people who wanted to eat there. So
it's going to be all day, too, breakfast, lunch,
awesome.
And dinner.
It's a growing event, and it seems like there's a lot more buzz this year. I was on Ernest Hancock's show this morning, Declare Your Independence, for an hour, talking with him about ForkFest and, you know, what to expect, and he's super excited. He went to the first year, so he saw the smallest ForkFest. This is probably going to be the biggest one from the way it's sounding. You can learn more about it. It's June 13th through the 18th, and it's at Rogers Campground, which is an absolutely beautiful location in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. You decide what to do. Do you just want to relax and chill out with other libertarians on a great campsite? Or do you want to create something? Maybe you want to throw a party. The guys from AnyPay, Stephen and Derek, are going to be throwing parties every night at ForkFest, and they even moved the epic Buzz, or what used to be known as Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. The Big Gay Dance Party, which was going to return to ForkFest this year, is not returning to ForkFest, and is instead going to be on the final night of ForkFest. So it's going to be a big year. Plus, there's Man Camp, is what Jay Noon has announced he's going to be doing, and other parties are being thrown. Jay and his wife are going to be celebrating their first anniversary because they got married last year at ForkFest. And, you know, these are all things that people decided they just wanted to create, things they wanted to do. So go to ForkFest.party. You can connect with the ForkFest chat room there on Telegram, and also the ForkFest forum, where you can interact with other people who are intending to attend. So our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. We're sharing a story out of Reason.com about the federal government, the FBI, Department of Justice, dropping criminal charges against child porn defendants. Now, we don't know if we're talking about people who actually manufacture child pornography, who arguably are committing a crime, because probably in 99% of the cases, or with the exception of, like, teenagers who take pictures of themselves and then send them around, because they get charged with child pornography as well, which is crazy. But the ones that actually, you know, are forcing children to have sex on video or photographed, those people, we don't know if it's them or, like, just the people who possess it, which in my opinion is just, like, possessing evidence of a crime, not an actual crime. And the federal government wants you to believe that that's an actual crime. They're claiming that you're victimizing if you have possessed, whether it's somebody who's taken a picture of themselves or a victim of actual child pornography, that you're somehow victimizing that victim by simply having the thing. And so if that's true, then the FBI is victimizing all of those victims by not only having those things on the servers that they've stolen from whoever was operating them, but then continuing to operate them and distributing hundreds of thousands of iterations of these things over a matter of weeks that they've done this. So more here from the story at Reason. Either the feds initially brought bad cases against people whom they didn't think would fight back. Yeah, that's it. Or they'd be willing to let bad behavior go rather than face some public scrutiny. An extensive investigation by ProPublica quote, found more than a dozen cases since 2011 that were dismissed either because of challenges to the software's findings or the refusal by the government or the maker to share the computer program with defense attorneys or both, writes Jack Gillum. And I had no idea this was going on for so long. We've been covering the case that happened in 2015. Did not know they had such malware that existed prior to that. Quote, defense attorneys have long complained that the government secrecy claims may hamstring suspects seeking to prove the software wrongly identified them. But the growing success of the counterattack also is raising concerns that by questioning the software used by investigators, some who trade in child pornography can avoid punishment. Well, if they don't use the secret software to make their arrest, and they do it, you know, the old-fashioned way, through detective work, then they have their conviction, right? Like, the old way of doing this was, as I understand it, the federal government agents would infiltrate whatever platforms had the child pornography on them, whether it's a WhatsApp chat room or, you know, some darknet website. These are some of the examples we've heard of recently. But then just, you know, somehow investigate the people individually and see if you can get them to give up information about where they are or whatever. And if you do that, then there's no secrets that you're holding on to. In this case, the secret is the software. They don't want to talk about it. How does it work? What's the programming? How do they identify computers remotely? How did they break Tor? How did they get around that? Tor is the onion router. You familiar with it?
Yeah, invented by, I think it was like naval intelligence or something. So I think that answers your question.
So you're saying that Tor is inherently broken, that there's something backdoor?
Oh, absolutely. If it was invented by them, there's obviously some sort of backdoor.
Yeah, but it's open source.
Well, it's open source for... I don't know much about the technology. I mean, I just don't doubt that if they release that, they're going to have some sort of ace up their sleeve or some sort of secret trick that they're going to be able to break it.
But whatever it is, they don't want to talk about it. And courts have sought to overcome concerns that scrutiny would diminish the effectiveness of the software for law enforcement or infringe on intellectual property rights by ordering only secret and monitored third-party review processes. But federal prosecutors have rejected even these compromises, drawing worry that it's not legitimate concerns driving their secrecy, but a lack of confidence in the software's efficacy or some other more nefarious reason. Look, it seems crystal clear, like, the reason they don't want to give out the software is because it ends their investigations at that point. Presumably, that software is employed in other places, right? Like, maybe they've taken over some other website, or they've launched their own site, or whatever. Maybe they're using it to try to bust terrorists. I don't know. But presumably, they're using it on some other basis, and they know that if they give away the program, then it's curtains for that program. And then they'd have to figure out some other exploit, because then everybody would know about it. Of course, not everybody knows. I mean, not all criminals pay attention to the news. But anyway, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. But defense attorneys do. 855-450-3733. You join us here on Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we find? Fight for. The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
But we are building the wall. They're not happy about it. And we will have over 400 miles of wall built by the end of next year.
President Trump on immigration. They're speaking at the National Rifle Association Convention in Indianapolis. The so-called experts were wrong once again about the economy. After a slow end to last year, the Department of Commerce says the GDP grew 3.2% in the first quarter of 2019. Director of the National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, tells Fox News President Trump's economic policies, such as lowering taxes and regulation, are working.
The first quarter is supposed to be the worst quarter of the year, so it comes in at 3.2%. Tells me, among other things, that the prosperity cycle we have entered into is continuing, it's strong.
The Dow gained 81 points to close at 26,543. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. Toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Edge Wallet, great wallet for cryptocurrency users. And if you're not yet into cryptocurrency, this is the best one to start out with. In fact, not only is it just good for starting out, I'm an experienced user of crypto, and I use Edge Wallet more than any other wallet. And I've been doing that since long before they were a sponsor on Free Talk Live. They're a relatively new sponsor to Free Talk Live, but I'm super excited because I love Edge Wallet, and it's great to talk about things that I already loved. So you can go to edge.app or drop into your Google or Apple App Store and download Edge Wallet. It's available for iOS and Android. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ethereum tokens, Bitcoin Cash, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and more. They're building this. They've been building this app since 2014. They started with a program called Airbits, which was a Bitcoin-only wallet, and it was the best one. And now they've still got the best wallet. It's called Edge, and it has multiple cryptos that you can store. Edge.app. Secure your freedom. It's Edge.app. That's their website. As we continue here, we will take your calls and thoughts. Talking about the Department of Justice that is dropping cases against people. I had thought there was only one case, at least that's all I'd heard of, but it would make sense that once one of them happened that other defense attorneys keyed in on this particular approach and decided to utilize it themselves, and that approach is asking for discovery. That's all they had to do to defeat the government in the case, these cases, is ask for discovery. But most people never get there.
Well, I wonder if this will eventually become common knowledge among, like, the, I guess, the child porn or pedophile crowds, and eventually the entire thing will become the obsolete.
Like 100% of cases will ask for discovery.
And, yeah, or most, right? Yeah. You know, enough that it won't be worth doing anymore, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I have no idea, you know, how many people pay attention to the news or know about, you know, these developments.
My understanding is pedophiles are a very, very crafty sort. That's why so many of them end up being politicians. In positions of power. So, I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, I
Jeffrey
can't,
Epstein.
I can't, well, there's plenty we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, like, speak for, right? I can't get into that mindset. But I imagine if we're going to do something that's that illegal, right? Look at something that's that illegal, we're going to, and, you know, smart enough to be able to use Tor and try and get around it, mm-hmm. we're going to be also, like, smart enough to know how to also cover their butts legally.
You might be right. In February, the story from Reason.com, looking at the details in these cases, HRW, which is Human Rights Watch, they've raised questions about these programs and how they've been accessing and storing information. Human Rights Watch sent a letter to the Department of Justice officials expressing concerns about one program called the Child Protection System. TLO, the company behind CPS, the CPS system, has intervened in court cases to prevent disclosure of more information about the program or independent testing of it. Human Rights Watch states, quote, since the system is designed to flag people as suspected of having committed crimes, both its error rates and its potential to exceed constitutional bounds have implications for rights. Yet it's unclear what basis or whether what information the Justice Department has about CPS's potential for error. And on what basis, unquote. Prosecutors say they can't share any details about it because, quote, because it's proprietary and not in the government's possession, unquote. Ah, we don't have this. It's somebody else. It's another company. We're just using it. So, therefore, it's exempt from discovery requirements. Not. We fear the government may be shielding, says Human Rights Watch, since 2016 has been researching these cases. We fear the government may be shielding its methods from scrutiny by relying on its arrangements with this nonprofit. Another tool used in these cases, Torrential Downpour, was developed by the University of Massachusetts. The school has been fighting against the release of more information about the software, but defendants' lawyers say it's necessary after the program alerted authorities about alleged child porn on computers that couldn't actually be found anywhere on the physical devices. Quote, an examination of the software being used to build cases should be allowed, but the entities behind the software won't allow it, and the government is cutting defendants loose rather than giving them a chance to properly defend themselves against these very serious charges. Well, I don't know if that's that much of a problem, right? Like, if you're facing however many years in prison you'd be facing over these charges, if the government just says, well, we're dropping the charges. Have a nice day. Wouldn't you be happy about that? I mean, do you actually want to go to court?
Well,
and present evidence?
The damage is still done, right?
That's because true. Just
the
accusation.
Local newspapers are going to report, oh, so-and-so was busted for child porn possession, and they're never going to write a follow-up.
Yeah.
No one's going to, you know. And
you know this. You are in the news business.
Absolutely.
You edited a newspaper at the college level.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're just always, I mean, I can't speak for every paper, but I mean, just in general, like, did the Sentinel or WMUR ever run a story after your raid here saying, oh, they, you know, it's been 2 years and still nothing.
It's actually been 3 years at this point, and no one has been charged. You're referencing the FBI raid on this very studio.
But my question was there any follow-ups written by any of you?
Not to my knowledge. Certainly nobody questioned me about it, and nobody pointed, I mean, I don't read the newspaper every day, but nobody pointed it out. Enough people do to where I probably would have seen something.
So for like someone who's not as much into the public light or was actually arrested, and then they most likely aren't going to do a follow-up just because, you know, people have the attention span of a guppy and they're not going to care.
That's a good point.
If a potential employer or anyone looks up her name, that article is going to be what pops up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Although, even if the, let's say the charges did get dropped, or excuse me, if they did go to trial and won at trial, like, successfully proved, hey, look, there was no porn here, or proved that they proved that the federal government, you know, wouldn't reveal the methods. That may not have gotten any news coverage either. Like, winning at a trial 6 months or a year or 3 years later or whenever that trial happens, I mean, what are the odds that there was even a reporter at the trial from that same newspaper? Quote, an examination of the software to be that is building these cases should be allowed, but the entities won't allow it, they say here, and the government is cutting defendants loose. Quote, I supposedly it ultimately works out for defendants, but it only encourages the government to tip the scales in its favor again when the next prosecution rolls around with the hopes the next defender of the accused isn't quite as zealous. Plus, if these defendants really are innocent, then the government has publicly and falsely smeared them as sickos and then balked at allowing them a true opportunity to clear their names. Well, you know, the thing is, in these cases, at least as I understand, the one case that I'm familiar with the what was called the Playpen case, where the federal government, the FBI, ran a darknet website. That's the reason they raided these studios 3 years ago and stole 50-plus electronic devices from the studio. Haven't returned those devices in all that time, but no one has been charged. They allege somebody accessed this website that they were running, the one that was running the secretive software that they have. In the case in question, they allegedly found child pornography on that guy's computer. So the news releases had the FBI not only saying, we've arrested this so-and-so, I think his name was Michaud, from like Washington State. So not only did the news releases say, so-and-so from our town has been arrested for possession of child, the FBI says they found child pornography on Mr. Michaud's computer, and then, you know, 6 months or a year, however long it was later, the charges get dropped. If he had gone to trial, then, you know, they may have presented the evidence showing they found child pornography on his computer. How does he explain that? You know, how do you defend against that? In this case, the defense is you didn't provide discovery. You have to drop the charges. But that doesn't really exonerate the person, no. Right? Because he still has the federal government alleging these things. Further, the government is effectively, and if the government drops cases or some charges to avoid scrutiny of the software, that could prevent victims from getting justice consistently. The government is effectively asserting sweeping surveillance powers, but is then hiding from the courts what the software did and how it worked. So as this, you know, situation continues to develop, we will continue to report on it to you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. You got an update for us, Vincent, from France with the yellow vests and what's happening over there. And that's coming up. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may dial toll-free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just jump into one of those over at discord.lrn.fm, and you will sound way better than the average caller. Once again, it's discord.lrn.fm. By the way, thanks to Am I Free to Go, a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. This person is contributing $5 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program, and you can do that too if you want. If you like what we do here, if you value the discussions that we have, the ideas that we share, the fact that it's open phones every single night, and we're on 7 nights a week across the United States, and even beyond that on satellite platforms and all kinds of places, internet streaming, podcast. If you like the fact that we're there doing this thing and helping people understand the ideas of freedom, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there for the AMP program with major credit cards, with PayPal, with Bitcoin BTC. It's amp.freetalklive.com. And you get some cool perks. You can get into the supporters chat rooms on our Discord. You can get into the AMP Only Facebook group if you're still into the Facebook thing. And there's some other cool perks as well. Go get the list of perks. Get the things that we're doing with the money. There's a list of that as well over at amp.freetalklive.com. And then please get signed up. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's the simplest, one of the simplest, easiest, most effective things you can do to help spread Free Talk Live. We're at 195 radio stations and counting. Just added a couple more this week with the addition of WVMT. There in Vermont, up in the Burlington area, which I'm very excited about, was on their morning show this morning. Actually, that's why I'm a little zonked. I had to take a nap right before the show. I was literally up at 6:30 this morning after sleeping for 4 hours just so I could be interviewed on WVMT. It turned out it was a really entertaining interview, and I did record it. I also streamed it live on our DLive video streaming platform. So if you were up at 6 a.m., you could have watched it happen live, but I will get the archive up later on. As we continue here, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Dave in New York, listening online at freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Vincent here in the studio. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Oh, my God. Don't yell right into your phone.
I'm not
Hello?
Yelling.
Okay, good. And maybe it was the board app. Go ahead with your thoughts.
There is a vape shop here in the Hudson Valley, which I do have some concerns about.
Really? Okay, what are the concerns?
It's called Happy Habits. Number one, you're not allowed to use your phone in the shop, like in the store. And number two, you know how say you go to like Best Buy, Target, or Walmart, or whatever, and you put things into your car and you can add things up before you get to the register? Well, at Happy Habits, you can't do that. Everything else is like behind, like it's all like behind the counter or like in these like glass cabinets and so on and so forth. Like it's not like where you can walk into the store and, you know, grab like a card or shopping cart or whatever. And, you know, you want to put some stuff into your basket and you can add everything up. And then, you know, say you want to spend maybe $30, $40 or whatever, how many dollars. You can't do that in the store. And with the register, like, they don't show you. It's like, you know how, like, you go to, like, your, like, you know, you can, like, at you know, at, like, a
hold
normal.
Hold on. Did you say that you want a shopping basket at a vape store?
Yes. So that I can be able to, like, you know.
I mean, how many things are you buying at once?
I've bought quite a few stuff there.
Well, for $30 to $40 too. I mean, like a keen, you know, for like a like one thing with e-juice that costs about like $40.
So wait, are you saying, Dave, that at the vape shop that the products aren't available for you to just take off a shelf? They're locked up.
Basically, yeah, they're like behind the counter or they're like in a cabinet or something, you know. Yeah.
Reason they do that, as somebody who's worked in retail in my life on a number of occasions, the reason they do that is because it's a security risk. If you just leave a $30, you know, vape products are relatively small. The batteries, you know, you can fit in the palm of your hand in a lot of cases. The little cartridges or whatever are relatively small. These are small items, but I mean, they're not the most expensive items in the world, but adding up, I mean, it does add up if you lose some of these things to what they call shrink in the business. It's stealing. So if somebody, you know, palms one of these things and they put it in their pocket, then how are they going to know? Unless the staff is paying close attention to everybody in the store, it's hard to know those things. So, Dave, this is just a way for them to prevent theft. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Yeah, but like you say, like the incense sticks, they're out in the open. You can get like you can pick up a whole bunch of
incense
sticks.
That's because those are cheap.
Like maybe,
no one wants to steal those.
Like maybe yeah, like 5 or 10 for like a couple of bucks.
Incense sticks,
you know?
Are long, right? Generally, there's those incense holders, and the incense sticks are what, like at least 12 inches, if
and
not.
And they're fragile too;
longer.
They break easily.
Yeah, but they're in a box, a lengthy box, and so the average person isn't going to be able to stick that in their pocket. They might be able to shove it down their pants or something like that. But you know, your typical method of stealing something that's lengthy, and again, the products are cheap. Incense is very cheap compared to say vaporizers and nicotine juice. So maybe they're just not worried about losing the occasional incense stick, but don't want their $30 or $50 or $100 vaporizers to go walking out the door.
Yeah, but like when I go to like, you know, when I go grocery shopping, I put stuff into my cart and I add everything up, and right before I get to the cash register, I add my total, and you know, I do that all the time. Why can't these vape shops, Happy Habits, and there's one on 55, there's one on Route 9, and there's one.
You're saying they're all alike. They have all the vape shops have similar policies where they lock up their products.
Yeah, and you can't even use your phone in the shop. Like, why?
That's weird. I mean, if I'm going to speculate on that one, I would say it's either the owner has a preference against phones. Like, maybe he's bothered by millennials because, you know, it's going to be mostly younger people, I think, that go to these places. But then again, well, I think older folks are finding and discovering vaporizing as well. But either way, you know, whether it's younger people or older folks, people have a habit of being on their phones constantly. You see it everywhere. And some people, it really bothers them. And so if it's his store or her store, whoever owns a store, and if they hate cell phone use, then they can tell their customers, leave the phone in your car.
Or they just don't want customers to
even
look up online
to the
site, prices.
HappyHabits.com, there are no prices on the site. HappyHabits.com, there are no prices on said site.
I think, Vincent, you're right about that. That was going to be my other suggestion, is that they don't want you to find out that you can buy the very same product, probably for $10 less or whatever, on, you know, Amazon or some other website that offers these things and have it shipped to you, you know. And because there is a problem these days with people in the world of retail, with people doing this sort of shopping in real life. and then buying the product online. So essentially using the retail establishment as a showroom floor where they go. And the classic example of this is like Best Buy, where somebody would go in the electronics store. They'd go in, they'd pick up the cameras, you know, because they would have the cameras out where you can use them. They'd pick up the camera or whatever the thing is they wanted to look at or look at the TV that they were considering buying, leave the store, go and order it online and save $20 or $100 or whatever they would save. So, I mean, that's a reality of retail, and I'm sure that's also frustrating to the owner of that store. He's trying to, you know, run a business. And
yeah, but, like, you know, if I want to, you know, get a price of what they're selling inside the store, it's like they should have prices on happyhabits.com, you know? I don't, like, you have to go there, and the products are, like, you know, like behind the counter or they're in the cabinets or maybe on a shelf somewhere where you can't.
I don't think,
like,
there's anything wrong with that. I think that's a good thing. And also that prevents people from looking up prices as well, right? Like if they're scanning a UPC code or something like that. But that's primarily because of theft. I mean, if people weren't so dishonest, if people weren't stealing things out of stores, then you wouldn't see as much security. Because, I mean, stores do want their customers to be able to put their hands on products most of the time, unless it's, you know, like some sort of high dollar, you know, value thing that could break if it drops or whatever.
Yeah, but if you go to, like, you know, Target or Walmart, Walgreens, whatever, everything else is right there on the shelf.
That's not true. Not true.
The video games are always behind glass.
Yep.
And guns are. But usually, although in Dave's defense, those do have big price tags on them. So you could tell how much a video game or gun costs from behind the glass.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, well, lots of these stores also have their own online component as well. So they want you to go online and order from them. They don't care whether you order it from the store or not. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Hey, if you don't like it, don't shop there. You know, you can get your vape products from somewhere. Oh, wait, no, they all lock them up. Well, you know what? Deal with it. If you don't like it, go online. You can probably get the same stuff cheaper. Vape products are a dime a dozen. There's a bunch of different competitors out there. There are a lot of choices in the world of vaping, at least for now, until the federal government decides to outlaw it and, you know, give the cigarette companies more business. The cigarette companies are mad as hell about vaping.
Or the hospitals and health nuts. They're the ones who are behind banning vape, I know that.
That's part of it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, Stephen in the D-Live chat says, quit whining. Yeah, it's not going to make anything better for you. 855-450-FREE. We got the yellow vest in France coming up on Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.